This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time we began a study of some reasons why you ought to want to go to heaven, why you ought to want to live your life in a way in harmony with the will of God, so that when it comes your time to die, and when this life is over, and when you meet the Lord in judgment, you'll hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord," so that you will spend eternity with him. As I indicated yesterday, we have pitched this lesson on the basis of a mother writing a letter to a son. The mother is a Christian and the son is not. The son has been urged by the mother to try to live the Christian life so that he will go to heaven. But he has asked, "Why should I want to go to heaven?" And so she is writing a letter back to him explaining why he ought to want to go to heaven. I pointed out the very first reason she gave last time. "First of all, I want you to go to heaven because it is the place where our Father, our Heavenly Father, will wipe away all tears." And she then called to the remembrance of the son the fact of many tearful experiences which he had had when he was just a little boy, and how he would run either to his father or to his mother so that they could kiss away his tears. And now I continue with the letter, which of course is simply an imaginary letter which I have written to try to explain these things that are taught in the Bible in terms of ordinary, everyday human experiences. So the mother continues, "Think of those tears of your childhood and think of the tears and heartaches of this life which you have already experienced during your adult life, even though you are only 40 years of age. Then compare those experiences with the ones you will have in heaven, a place where there will be no tears at all. As you think about that fact, my son, that heaven will be a place where there will be no tears, let me ask you this question. Doesn't that make you want to go there? To realize that heaven is a place where there will be no tears, doesn't it make you want to be a Christian? Doesn't it make you want to be willing to bow your will to the will of the Lord? Doesn't it make you want to believe in him and trust in him, to repent of your sins, to confess his blessed name and to be baptized in obedience to his commands, and to live the faithful Christian life? I just want to tell you that it makes me want to do that. And this is one of the reasons why I was baptized into Christ, and why I've tried to serve Jesus faithfully since that time. Now in the second place, my son, I want you to go to heaven because it is a place which will never decay," the mother continues. And she goes on to say, "I know that you will recall the time when we returned to the house where we lived when you were just a little boy. The house was falling down. It was deteriorating, decaying. And you cried because you loved that house. You remembered how it was when you were a boy, how strong and sturdy it was, and what great protection it gave us from the weather. You know, the Bible tells us that heaven is a place that shall never decay. There'll be no corruption in heaven. There will be no rotting foundations or crumbling walls there. Just think about your human experiences and realize that this, that is, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is a kingdom which shall never be shaken, and heaven is a place which shall never end." Along the same line of thought, "I want to go to heaven because it's a place where our changed bodies will not be subject to decay. Do you remember the pain and suffering that your grandmother suffered for so long after she had that horrible disease which ravaged her body? You remember how you said you would do anything for her if only you could help her to overcome her suffering. Now when you remember that experience and then face the fact that God has prepared a place for us where there will be no more suffering, no more decay, no more wasting away of our physical bodies, doesn't that make you, my son, want to be a follower of Christ, want to be a Christian while you live on this earth? Doesn't that make you want to be a true and faithful follower of the Lord Jesus? Doesn't it make you love him when you realize that he died that you might be able to go to the place which the Bible calls heaven?" My friend, our time is up today. I'm so glad that you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time. And until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.